Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, joined by Patty Rising and Brett Burkhart.
The battle over whether California cities should be forced to build housing where they don't want to is heating up.
Mayors and city council leaders from many smaller cities and suburbs are banding together to fight back against housing edicts from Sacramento.
More than 100 of them have formed a new coalition called Our Neighborhood Voices, and their goal is to get the state government out of their backyard, so to speak, to keep them from being forced to follow state housing laws. Governor Newsom has been using those laws to pressure cities to construct more multifamily dwellings, to increase housing density, and to sidestep local zoning laws that often restrict where apartments and other units that aren't single-family homes can be built. The idea is to accelerate the construction of more housing to help address the state's lack of affordable housing and our homeless crisis. He's got the support of the YIMBY movement, Yes in My Backyard, but Our Neighborhood Voices says Newsom's got it wrong. They're trying to qualify a ballot initiative that would restore the zoning power of local jurisdictions. For more on this, we're joined live today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Kalima Pryforce, a city council member from Emeryville, who is one of the leaders of this coalition and a supporter of the proposed ballot measure. Thank you so much for being with us. All right, so what's wrong with California trying to build as much housing as it can, wherever it can?
Oh, I mean, it all depends on who you ask. You ask Sacramento politicians, it's to build as much housing as possible. But most of their talking points are coming from the real estate lobby. And what we've seen is that that's not actually what's happening. Their focus is on beachfront property, downtown locations. They don't really care about affordable housing, not when you're building 100 market rate luxury units for every 10 units. And then when we get down to what is affordable housing, what is housing? Is it just rentals? It's mostly all rentals. It's not actually creating wealth for communities, especially mine, that are low income, black and brown.
We've seen the resistance in some Bay Area suburbs to the idea of high rise apartment buildings near BART stations or in neighborhoods, for example, that have only single family homes. If those are blocked by local zoning rules, how will we ever solve the housing shortage and crisis?
Well, it's, James Baldwin, to paraphrase, it says that urban renewal is Negro removal. A lot of the plans, just like the promise of urban renewal in the past, has been to build housing where it's most needed. But who actually knows what's needed? And it's the cities. It's the suburbs. And so that's the reason why this conversation they're trying to frame as, yes, in my backyard, YIMBYs, versus not in my backyard, NIMBY. That was maybe in the past, but now it's YIMBY versus local democracy. That cities and suburbs and towns should be able to determine the housing that's being built, the kind of housing that's being built, because they're the ones who are most accountable to their neighbors.
So you sit on the city council in Emeryville. Has your council approved affordable housing? Has your council, your city, done a good job of providing housing?
So the arena cycle, Emeryville, when it came to luxury market rate housing, the housing for people who want to come to Emeryville and pay top dollar, it's been about 139% of that housing that we met. So not only did we meet 100%, we went up to 139%. But when it came to low income, we've only met 25%. Of the goals that are stated by RENA. What happens is that by the time it comes from Sacramento and it hits the cities and you've got all that real estate lobby, they're not actually building affordable housing, not the housing that I can afford.
So tell us about this initiative that you're trying to get on the ballot. What would it actually do, and how far along are you in getting that on the ballot?
Hey, this initiative is about putting local citizens back in charge of important land use and zoning decisions in their communities instead of these Sacramento politicians. And we are getting closer to meeting our goal of a million very soon, but we need at least a lot. We need a lot more than that in order to get the signatures and qualify the signatures and put together a really great campaign of summits and people engaging one another in order to make this ballot initiative happen in 2024. And if it doesn't happen in 2024, then we'll still keep going. But the difference between it happening in 2024 and 2026 is that when you start to hear words in the past, you've heard eminent domain. We've heard urban renewal. When you start to hear the words builder's remedy, which is something that they made, which meant that the developers are able to determine exactly what they want, how they want it, or affordable housing thrown out of the window. It's about what they want. When you start to hear that, people will become much more upset. And I think that that's going to happen a whole lot more often. So by 2026, definitely people will be uproar. But we want to get before that happens, before it becomes too late. But so we're going to try to get this happening by 2024.
Are you seeing any resistance from Sacramento?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got folks who they're really upset that the people are fighting back. But that's been the history, is that whenever they want to make decisions that fatten their pockets rather than what's really good for our city, then you start to see them calling us NIMBYs and them calling us words that are unfortunate. As I told one politician, I live in a below market rate housing in Emeryville. I want to eventually own a home. And right now, with the way things are going in Sacramento, I won't be able to do that. So do I sound like a suburban person who doesn't want black people in their backyard? No. So I told them, you know, stop calling me NIMBY. You can make up other N-words you want to call me, but stop calling me a NIMBY.
Now, you mentioned you need to gather a lot more signatures. That costs a lot of money. You do not have a big bucks backer to help pay for that. What are you going to do to get the money to run this kind of campaign?
It's fundraising amongst the people. It's reaching out to folks. It's reaching out to organizations. We've raised nearly $700,000 so far in doing this, but we do need to raise a lot more. But people are listening. I mean, even this broadcast right now, and I want to thank you, Doug, and everyone for hosting this discussion. It shows that our momentum is growing.
All right. Well, thank you for taking some time to be with us. Emeryville City Council Member Kalima Pryforce. You heard him mention RENA. That's the Regional Housing Needs Allocation, or HNA, which is the state process for that governs housing needs in the different parts of the state. And I will say we have reached out to the NIMBY group and to also some members of the legislature who are on the other side of this, and they've declined to come on to respond, at least for now. So we'll see if we talk about that a little bit more in the future. Thanks for being with us. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m.